Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast Learning Center, Monday Night Live, Monday Night Raw. We are excited to have you here and looking forward to the call that is ahead. So please go ahead, take these few moments to reach out to a friend or two, let them know that we're on the line. And for those who may not want to call in, just a reminder that we will be on Facebook Live. We will be looking for Tellius M. Carr to join us to see what exactly we are sharing tonight. So if you have it prepped already, get your questions ready. Get your testimonies ready. Whatever it is that you would like to share tonight, all you have to do is press *5 and we will be on the line just sharing in and what, again, has been an amazing message on He is still working on me, how impatient he must be. All right? As we've talked this week, we have truly been in a place of being reminded of what it is that God has faith in us, and how important it is that we have faith in him. And so as we are getting ready to get this call started, getting ready to go into this conversation tonight, let's remember how important that faith truly is. So let's go ahead and get this call started with our leader, Mr. Tellius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And what about yourself?
Doing amazing. Thank you, sir.
Good deal. Well, I do welcome everybody on the line this evening as we doing our Monday Night Raw. We talking about what we've been talking about this whole week. You know, he's still working on me. How impatient God must be. Okay? So it's a fact. It's true. That God is still working on each and every last one of us. Mm-hmm. However, can we validate that stance? What does God's work in progress look like? What does it look like? So with that being said, before we go there, let us open up with prayer, and then we'll get started with the call. Miss Tiana, your mind opens up with prayer, please.
Okay. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you for the word that's about to go forth, Heavenly Father. We thank you for this ministry, dear Lord, and that you have given us this platform, Heavenly Father, to share in your word. No matter where we are in the world, we can call in, love on you, fellowship one to another. So as we're going through this call tonight, may we do so with open hearts and open minds, and be reminded that your presence is always there, and be reminded, Heavenly Father, that you are continuing to be with us in and through everything. So may our thoughts be your thoughts, our words be your words, our actions be your actions, and our reactions be your reactions, Heavenly Father, because we thank you for that constant work that is in us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All righty. So with that, let's do a little week in review real quickly. Miss Tiana, as it pertains to this topic, tell me, what did you take away from it?
The biggest thing I took away this week, Mr. Carr, was that it is our responsibility to truly have faith that God is constantly there with us. And I think the hugest piece of that is that we ourselves have faith in so much. We have faith that that when we call into this call, somebody's going to be on the line. We have faith that when we arrive to work, the doors will be open. We have faith that when we sit in our car, the ignition is going to go on. But we fail to have faith in him, that he's going to take care of everything, and he's going to continue to work within us to see us through. And for me, I took away that in order to release that faith and be present in that, is that I'm responsible for constantly going to him. I'm responsible for seeking him, and I'm responsible for doing as he called me to do. So that's one of the biggest things that I took away from this week.
All right, so he's still working on me. What about, is Mr. DJ there?
Yes, sir. How are you feeling this evening?
Doing wonderful. What about yourself, Mr. DJ?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay. So give me your week in review, Mr. DJ. You know how we do it. What did you take away this week?
This week I took away, yes, it is true, God is still working with me. However, we must do our part. It's,
mm-hmm.
it's not just him himself. There are some things that we must do for ourselves as well. You know, he can put you in place and prepare you all day, but you got to take some steps yourself, you know. And if you don't do that, you're letting yourself down. God is love. God is patience. God is kind. So it's not a matter of him being impatient. We get frustrated because we are impatient. He's God can be very, very patient. I mean, look at how we've come thus far. And he knew this before even coming here. But we must do our part as far as studying, staying away from certain things, and ministering. And patience is one of them that we must exercise as well. You know, so what I took away from it is, you know, we have to do our part as well to ensure the success of his final product. You know, we could be he could be trying to send us to a place and we see a shorter cut or another way and, you know, mess it completely up, that whole picture completely up. Or it may seem as if, well, he's still working on me, but, you know, he told you, just stay out the bar. Put down, you know, stop being a womanizer. Stop smoking. Stop lying. Stop cheating, you know, to try to get you to a better place. But when we do what we want to do, that's what holds us up.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all got that?
Yes, sir.
You had something to add, Miss Tiana?
No, I was just saying, yes, sir. Definitely got that.
So y'all look at it. We're talking about as I get prepared for the Facebook Live. Let us go ahead and invite somebody. Is Miss Artita there?
Not yet, sir.
Okay. So let us get somebody, Miss Tian, on the call that we can, you know, get some more insight on about the topic, please.
All right. Good evening, caller. Good evening, caller. Would you like to share what you took away from the call this week? All right. We will get someone else, Mr. Cox.
Can you please get somebody who we're familiar with who's going to give us some insight?
Yes, sir. Good evening, caller. Please go
Hello,
ahead and share your
evening.
Insight into this week. Yes. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Great. Thank you.
Okay, so for me, this topic with that we've been talking about, he's still working on me, how impatient he must be, it actually just put emphasis on how we are to treat other people. So we know the golden rule, treat others as you want to be treated, and just realizing how patient God is with us. So, you know, we're saying how impatient he must be, but even in and through our disobedience and the self-righteousness and, you know, things like that, God is still so faithful. He never changes. So his love is constant. It's unconditional. We are the ones that, you know, we put a mandate on different things and, you know, the way that we respond, I heard you say the actions, reactions, oftentimes they're not lining up with the way that God will want us to live. And we treat people not the way that we want to be treated. We treat them the opposite of that. So that goes against, you know, what God wants us to do. And even when he's working in and through us, we fight against God. So he's striving to get us to a place you know, more so to operate in his will and get us to a higher level in him. But we fight against him, and a lot of times we are our own hindrance. So we stand in the way of allowing God to do what he needs to do because we're not letting him do what he needs to do because we're being disobedient. So that's, for me, what it's been. But it's just, like I said, the big thing is learning how to be patient, how to be kind, and how to be more loving with people than we've ever been as we walk this journey. So,
amen. Thank you, Ms. LaTanya. Mr. Carr, would you like me to get another caller?
Yes, please.
Good evening, caller. Would you like to share your what your takeaway was from this week? All right, we will try another. All right. Good evening, caller. Welcome to the call. We would love to hear from you and how what this topic you took away from, what you took away from this topic this week.
Ms. Tien, I think you're kind of dropping the ball. Why don't you go ahead and you and Mr. DJ, we've been here enough.
All right. So one of the other things that really stood out for me this week was that in we have to have, not only do we have to take faith and we have to take action, as Mr. DJ said, but we have to have a confidence in it. We have to be confident in knowing that we are here to do his work. And what I mean by that is we have to be confident in knowing that he has a plan for our end. Ultimately, God has given us a beginning and an end. And ultimately, he has paid for our salvation through his son. So that confidence comes with us believing in his son. It comes from us deciding that, making that choice that we are no longer going to live the way that we used to live. And it comes from us basically turning our backs on what was old so that we can truly focus on what's new. That is our responsibility in it. And it's a personal mission. We each have that responsibility. I believe in the scripture that we went through this week. I think it was Philippians 1:6. Paul says, you have to do the work. It is you. It is something that requires our efforts in and through day and out. And it also requires for us to be reminded that God has given us the power to do so in and through everything. So whether we come up against fear, doubt, worry, or any of that, we have to be confident in knowing that we can work against that because of the work that he's already doing in us. So that's one additional thing that really stood out for me this week.
Amen. I just want to pose a question. How many of us has had someone to say, you're going to be a preacher or you're going to be an evangelist? You know, and we'll say, oh, no, God hasn't shown me that yet. You know, well, no, I got a long way to go. Okay, mm-hmm. But what if God did send that person to tell you that? You know, what I'm saying, or what if God spoke to you directly and told you that? Many of us would still run from the call and be like, not right now. You know, you got to think about his whole thing when it comes to being obedient and the word I want to use is discipline, enough to obey his word and to go and do what he said, what he tells you to do, even if it's just sit still, not right now. Some of us don't want to hear that. You know, we're trying to do this, that, and the other, and we don't want to sit still. You know, I often ask the question, if Christ was to come back right now, this second, what are you doing? Even while we're on the phone, what are you doing? Would you be really ready to go? Would you say, all right, let's go? Or would you try to bargain, give me 5 minutes? If someone comes to your door right now and wants you to go somewhere with them, you're going to either say no or give me a minute to get ready. You don't have that with Christ. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to be ready because he can come back any time. But he's not going to force you in terms of making you worship him and doing what you're supposed to do. He gives you the free will. But what we don't do is exercise patience and the studying to show thyself approved. You know, most of the time we might know right, but then we don't want to speak up. You know, we don't want others to know that we're correct or that you really know the word or to help them. That's not politically correct. You know,
right.
I can actually think of all these topics that we've been talking about, how they pertain to this one, including grace. Last week,
right.
We spoke about grace. God's amazing.
Mr. Hold on 1 second. Let us go ahead and dive into the call. Sorry about that, but we need to dive into this, you know, this topic, because I'm on Facebook Live now. Ms. Tiana, you really have to step your game up, please. Okay. So how you doing, Ms. Moore? Keenan, what's going on, man? Okay, Ms. Jeannie, Ms. Christine Mangum, Ms. Tanya, how are you? Ms. Rhonda, how are you doing, Ms. Asia, Ms. Deborah? Hey, Ms. Shabri, how are you? What's going on, DeWall? Ms. Latricia, how are you doing, Ms. Sheena? And Ms. Brenda? Ms. Rivers, how are y'all doing? Ms. Tiana's now on, Ms. Latanya. Krista, how are you doing? Ms. Sharon is on, too, and Ms. Tara. So, y'all, here's the thing. We've been talking about this whole week. You know, he's still working on me, how impatient he must be, okay? And God is still working on us as a whole. Very true indeed, okay? Very true indeed. Ms. Tiana, you can go ahead and go on meet me and Mr. DJ about the rock and roll, all right? So let's get to it. We need some email questions. Ms. Tiana, I'm sorry. Don't go on mute because I need to get these email questions out, okay? So, y'all, let's get it. How you doing, Ms. Griffin? Ryan, what's going on? The first email question, y'all, I have it. I'm going to go with this one. Ms. Latanya has one. The email question pertaining to this topic that God is still working on me, it says, ever since my daughter passed away, I have questioned God as to why he allowed it to happen. Could my questioning him be hindering the work or healing that he is trying to do in me? That's the question. Ever since my daughter passed away, I have questioned God as to why he allowed it to happen. Could my questioning God be in hindering him? Could that be hindering the work or the healing that he is trying to do in me? How you doing, Ms. Jennifer and Ms. Joyce? Ms. McGee, how y'all doing? So what y'all got to say? What you got to say about that one, Mr. DJ? How you doing, Ms. Teresa? What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
Correct me if I'm wrong. You're asking, is that hindering? Is that hindering
right.
her? Because she wants, yeah, I believe it is. You have questions for God. There's a
right.
difference in questioning God and having a question for God. If you don't understand something, you definitely need to bring it to him. You may need
right.
some type of closure. And, yes, that is holding you back. If you're holding that in, then you're focused on that and not even paying attention to the other blessings that are being brought before you.
All right. So, Keenan says, stop asking questions and get to work. That's real. What's going on, Brandon and Julie? I like them. How you doing, Montoya? Okay. Donna, how are you? Okay. Keenan says, stop asking questions and get to work. The question is, you know, ever since my daughter passed away, I have questioned God as to why he allowed it to happen. Could me questioning him be hindering the work or healing that he is doing in me? So is questioning God after a situation like that a bad thing? What you got to say, Ms. Tiana?
It's not bad to ask questions, but it's bad if you do not have the proper intent behind those questions. If you are questioning, him for guidance and next steps in that healing process, that's one thing. If you're questioning why she's gone, then that's something else. So understanding what are you trying to gain from it? Is it an answer to what happened? Then, yeah, that's hindering. Absolutely will be hindering your healing. If you're asking him to provide you with guidance on next steps, then it would be.
Okay. So he's still working on me. So in a situation like this, let me get back to what Keenan said, and I agree with you, Keenan. Stop asking questions. What happens is we tend to stop and ask. Well, if God is still working on us, it's okay to question God, but it's just like a child who questions a parent, saying, where are we going? But if you notice, they question and say, where are we going? Meaning that's action being, it's not past tense, it's present tense. Where are we going? ING. In other words, it's okay to ask God a question as long as you're still moving in the direction, you know, where you're still holding on to God's hand.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, we stop midway in our walk with God and expect him to stop too and say, God, what's going on? And that's not how it works. Because remember that L-O-V-E is an action word. It's a progressive word. God is L-O-V-E. So the Bible says to be ye ever conforming. When God is working on us, that means we have the right to question him. But again, here's the intent. What is your intent by questioning? Are you saying, God, why did you? Or are you saying, God, I don't know why you did it, but please help me to understand. But in the meantime, let's move forward. The almighty silent tonight. That's okay. So, Mr. Keenan, what'd you say? No, but he's not going to physically reach out to and give you an answer. Listen to the inside and get to work. All right. Ms. Jennifer said, I don't think I should be questioned. I think it's that is where the book of Ecclesiastes come in. Okay? There's a time for everything. It's truly difficult not to question God when you lose that loved one. All right, Ms. Jennifer. How you doing, Ms. Nikisha? Vicky, how you doing?
So, Mr. Carr, is it not okay to ask for direction?
Oh, it's okay to ask for direction. I agree with you. Keenan said he's working in us, so hear him. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Jocelyn? So, y'all, if God is working on you, working in you, and you lost a child, you lost a loved one, should you question God? And if you question God, is that hindering your growth? Does that mean that God is not working on you if you question God after the loss of a loved one? How you doing, Ms. Kathy? How you doing, Ms. Alicia? Y'all, it gets interesting. This is really, and it's really important that we, you know, these things be addressed now. Okay? It's very important. Miss Tiana, do me a favor and get Miss Ortiz on the phone, please. What you say about that one, Mr. DJ?
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you all?
Oh, wonderful. Tell us what you got to say about that. What's going on, E40? What you got to say about that? To lose a loved one, and God is working on you, but to lose a loved one, should you or do you have the right to question God? And if you question God after the loss of a loved one, does that mean that you're hindering the healing process? Does that mean that you're hindering your growth process in God? Can he be working on you and you questioning him at the same time?
We don't tend to, it's all right to ask God a question, and like I heard somebody say, to ask for direction, but to question him why he actually did something, we have to understand that there is a purpose that God does things. Now, the fact that we don't understand why is we ask for is the reason for us to be asking for
okay.
understanding.
Okay.
Of why he
right.
asked.
How you doing, Miss Sharon and Miss Brittany? Miss Latanya, how you doing, Miss J.H. Holden? What's going on, WB? So y'all, here's the thing. Let's simplify, Mr. DJ, right quick. Okay.
Okay.
The more
okay.
faith that you have in God, the less questioning that we tend to do.
Right.
Okay.
Can y'all understand it? The more faith that we have in God, the less questioning that you do. Because the faith that God requires is that faith that says, you know, I walk by faith and not by sight. In other words, my natural does not line up with what I believe in God. So I tend to question him less because I believe in something that other typical people, the average person, can't see. So when God is working on us, if God is working in us, just like if you have contractors working in your house, don't they tend to lead tools? Because they got to come back. Hello, everybody.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
They tend to leave tools. Now, here's the thing. If they don't leave tools, do you have the assurance that they're coming back?
You don't.
Not unless you're holding that money.
That's right. God leaves us with tools. So to question God, okay, that's not a problem because God said he will meet us right where we are. Don't you know sometimes God deliberately do things so that you can question him simply because you don't talk to him no other time. So what's wrong with a question here and there?
That's right.
All right.
Even to get your attention sometime.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Tiana said the hindrance can also come from if we don't like his response. That's absolutely right. How you doing, Ms. Sierra? How you doing? Ain't that something? Ms. Mayweather, how are you? And Ms. Tamala? Y'all see that? So God is still working on us. Okay, how impatient he must be. Can God, how you doing, Ms. April? Let me ask this question for Facebook Live. Next question. Is it possible that we serve a God who can be impatient with us? Is it possible that God can be impatient with us? Facebook Live, what y'all got to say? Is it impossible or is it possible to be impatient with us? Okay? Mr. Kenan, you said you are the tool. He created you as man created the hammer. All right. All right, Kenan. What y'all got to say? Is it possible for God to be impatient with his creation? What you got to say, Mr. DJ?
No, it's not possible. Huh? Isn't it? God is not impatient. He's not impatient at all. He's the exact opposite.
Like Ms. Tiana, revise your question. I'm sorry, Mr. DJ. Go ahead.
I was saying we are the impatient ones. He's very patient, more than patient with us.
Okay.
I mean, he will give you chance after chance after chance after chance, and no matter how far away you pull from him, he's always waiting with open arms.
All right, how you doing, Ms. Keisha? Mr. Kenan. Kenan said, no, it's not possible that God can be impatient with us. Okay. So, y'all, is it possible, Ms. Tiana revised that question, for God to be impatient with us? Ms. LaTanya said, it is not possible. However, God will allow us to experience the consequences of our disobedience, and we equate that to him being impatient. Woo, that's strong, that Ms. LaTanya. We equate our disobedience. Y'all, listen to this, and that's a good, Ms. LaTanya. God is still working on us. Let me ask this question, okay, in lieu of what I just said. Is it possible for God to be impatient? Is it possible that there's a delay in God if he's always on time?
If that's what we were looking for in our time. But he can never be late because it's his time and it's his time.
Is it possible that there's a delay from God if he's always on time? How you doing, Ms. Monique? See, when God is working on us, what's the evidence? What's the residue of how can we factually say God is working on us? What is being built? Is it possible that there's a delay in God if he's always on time?
Nope.
Ain't that something?
No, it's not.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Kenan, what'd you say? The Creator has all the time in the world. That's right. That's right. You know, years to us is like seconds to God. How you doing, Miss Paula? Miss Jennifer said, I don't think that there would be a delay with God. We are on God's timing. That's absolutely correct, Miss Jennifer. See, when God is working on us, Miss Jennifer, watch this. When God is working on us, our responses now as we mature is way different from the response that we gave of yesteryear. Okay?
So
here's another question. Here's another question, Facebook Live. What is the evidence that God is working on you? Let me ask that one. What is the evidence that God is working on you? Kenan, what'd you say? Kenan say, but if you're not home to get the package, you miss the boat. All right? Mr. Bree said no because he has his own timing. Okay. How you doing, Ms. Lakeisha? Ms. Sabrina, how you doing? How you doing? Ms. LaTanya said, not possible. We deem it to be a delay, but God's purpose and plan is always timely and perfect. Okay? Y'all, the question is, what is the evidence that God is working on you? You know, we see this all the time. He's still working on me. Girl, I almost snapped that girl, and I called out her name. God, you got to forgive me. He's still working on me. Man, I was about to beat that dude up. You know what I was about to do? I know he married, but I was about to do something to his wife. See, but God working on me, man. What is the evidence that God is working on you? If we're still doing the same old things, having the same old thought patterns, what is the evidence that God is working on us? Now, before you answer that question, Kenan, before y'all answer that, how you doing, Ms. Jamie? Before you answer the question of the evidence, watch what I'm about to tell you. When someone is working on your car, if your car still acts the same way it did when you took it in, will you pay that person? Are they worthy? If somebody said, I'm working on cutting your grass, but it's been 2 days and your grass is still high, would you pay them? Or would you stick? If somebody said they was going to work on your house, and they started working on your house, but you see no evidence of the work, would you still have them on your property? What is the evidence that God is still working on us? Where's the evidence, people? What is the evidence? Ms. Keisha said, when things that used to matter or hurt don't matter or hurt anymore. All right, Ms. Keisha, I see you. You stay lit. You see that, huh? Ms. Shabri said, the evidence is when old patterns have changed. All right. Ms. Tiana says, evidence is talking and walking in the definition of love. Okay. Ms. Latonya says, we operate less in self-righteousness. Our thoughts and words and actions are more pleasing to God. So, y'all, what is the evidence that God is working on you? Because people say it all the time that God is working on me. God is working on me. And y'all know the song says, he's still working on me, Mr. DJ. How impatient he must be. Took him only a week to make the moons and the stars, the suns and the ocean, Jupiter and Mars. How impatient he must be because he's still working on me. How you doing, Ms. T.H.? So, y'all, T.H., I'm sorry. How is it possible that a sovereign God that we serve is still working on us and nothing has changed in our life?
Mm.
Possible. Mm. Because the Bible that I read, I'm telling you, y'all, it said, if any man be in Christ, y'all know the rest, he's a new creature. Behold, all things have passed away, and all things, behold, all things have passed away, and, you know, now things are new. See, by the renewing of our mind. That's something. Miss Jennifer says, I know God is working on me because my coworkers and family see a difference. All right now. In my presence and attitude. Okay. I got so many compliments from my patients today. Hold on. Compliments from my patients today on my niceness and helpfulness. It made my heart glad to hear those praises. Y'all see that? It's evidence. We got to have some. I appreciate that, Miss Jennifer. What's the evidence that God is working on you? Is it possible that people can just be, you know, blanketly just putting things out there in the atmosphere as an excuse to keep on doing what they're doing? Mm-hmm. Is that possible? How you doing, Miss Pochette? Is that possible, people? What is the evidence? If you are married and your husband say he cheated on you before and you got beyond the cheating part, and he said, you know what? I'm giving this marriage thing a chance and I'm going to do right. He said, you have been with me all this time and you have been working on me and you've been loving me. And if your husband remains the same, women, how can he say the love thing is working within him, but yet he's still out there at other women's house?
Hmm. Mr. Carr, it's called growth.
It's called growth.
It's called growth and spiritual growth.
That's right.
It's not about you and whether or not you receiving the praises.
That's right.
Because if you really spiritually have grown, you give it to God. You don't say it's me. It's the God in me, which is the other song.
All right.
It's the God in you. You don't want the praises to go to you. You want them to go to God. That's the God in me. I'm closer to him, and I appreciate that, but I've got to give credit to the Lord. He's the one that's doing that.
You know. How you doing, Ms. LaShawn B? What's going on, Bear? Ms. Melissa, how you doing? We miss you. You been in MIA. You was in MIA last week. How you doing, Ms. Amanda? So, y'all, what is evidence that God is working on you? And if we can see the evidence that God is working on us, and I know some people say, hey, don't judge nobody, but you make judgments every single day. Now, watch this. What's the evidence that God is working on someone else? And now, watch what I'm about to tell you. Before you say, oh, Mr. Carr, I don't judge nobody. You do, because if you're not in a relationship, or even if you are in a relationship, let's just say for the sake of this conversation, y'all, since God is still working on us, that, you know, we miss you too, Ms. Melissa. Let's just say for the sake of the conversation, since God is working on us, we know what God's work looks like. And let's say a woman approach you, fellas, or a man approach you, right? Say, God, and y'all done heard it a lot, said that you was my mate, you my husband, or you my wife. You didn't get that memo. But God told them, right? So they say. All right, check this out. So at what point would you start to entertain them and they say, hey, God is working on me. When do you say enough is enough? You've given them a chance that you done went out on a date with them and they still doing them old trifling things that you don't like? See, you making a judgment by saying, hey, I'm going to entertain, or hey, I know my worth, I won't entertain. You are judging. You do know that, right? So all judgment is not bad. But what I'm saying is, how do you sift through, decipher when God, what is the evidence of God working on someone that you may encounter in terms of relationship possibility? What do you look for? The work of God. Because you know the Bible says don't be unequally yoked. What's going on, Fabrica? How you doing? Okay. Miss LaShawn, what'd you say? It's not the godly thing to do, but we judge daily. What's going on, Honore? I hear you. I'm with you, Miss LaShawn. But I'm going to pick it back by what you just said. Okay? And I agree with what you're saying. However, let's, you know, when God is still working on us, judgment is not bad, Miss LaShawn. It's not bad. Judgment is very vital, as a matter of fact. The Bible tells us if we judge ourselves, no one else can judge us. So we got to judge ourselves daily. Okay? Now, if we judge ourselves, we definitely got to judge the things around us, because if we don't judge the things around us, the Bible said, know them that labor amongst you. What'll happen is we'll fall victim and prey to things, and it'll start, the Bible says, what does light have to do with darkness? What does all have to do with, they don't mix. So that means you got to choose your inner circle. The word choose is a derivative of judge. You got to judge your inner circle.
Yeah.
I know that. All right.
That's right.
So how can we tell, Miss Jennifer, what you had to say? Hold on. Let me get to Miss Melissa first. Miss Melissa say, if they ask you for help in getting better, okay. All right. Miss Jennifer say, I would tell him the devil is a lie. When God has finished his work on that man, then the man could call Miss Jennifer. All right, Miss Jennifer. I ain't mad at you. All right, Miss Whitlock, how you doing? All right. Kenan, what you say? Look in the mirror first. Y'all got y'all. We got to look in the mirror first. I agree with you on that one now. How you doing, Miss Pearl? Okay. Miss Katrina, how are you? We hadn't seen you in a while. Okay. Miss Arlene Jackson, how you doing? All right. So y'all got it? God is still working on us, but as he works on us, now, what does it make sense? Y'all, let me ask this question. Does it make sense for God to be working on us, and then we around people that need work, and listen to what I'm about to ask now. Does it make any sense for God to be working on us, but the people that we hang around, supposedly God is working on them, but they're starting to affect the work that God has done in us already? In other words, we don't pray like we used to pray because we're hanging out and talking and texting. We don't go to church like we used to go to church because they got overtime, so we need overtime too, and we got bills to pay. We don't believe in love no more because love hurt us. So we start taking on what, see, God is love. So if we don't believe in love, what are we saying?
We don't believe.
Love don't live here no more. So what happened to the work that God did in you? Is it okay? Uh-oh. Is it okay? Uh-oh. How you doing, Ms. Marcy? Is it okay? Huh? What Ms. Lazar said, be you separate. That's right. Is it okay for us to be hanging with people who say that God is working on them, but we really know he's not, and they start to affect us? Ms. Arlene say, cut them loose. Keep moving. Woo, Ms. Arlene. Woo, Ms. Arlene, you know I love you. Why is this, Ms. Arlene? Let me ask you this question. Ms. Arlene, in all seriousness, for everybody, because we're on the same page, because I agree with you. How hard is it to cut loose that person that happens to be your mother or your father?
You got to do what you got to do.
Mr. DJ, what you say? Speak on it, Mr. DJ.
You got to do what you got to do. If anything is in the way between you and God, you got to handle your business. You can pray for from a distance, still love that person, but you can't, birds of a feather flock together. You can't do that. Sometimes that's the main thing that may be holding you back or reverse, pull you down.
You got to let it loose, huh? Miss Amanda, what Miss Amanda said, if God is working on that person that has said God has told them you are their mate, first thing would be they would take their focus off of you and focus on God. All right, Miss Amanda, you're about to preach. Now, I like that. And seeing their focus on you would show the woman that it's real. All right, Miss Amanda, I agree with that. That's nice. Okay, it's nice. Kenan, what you got to say? That's why your temple is in your head. The church is in your heart. All right now. All right. Miss Tiana say, love them actively from a distance. Okay? If it's mine, move out. All right. Miss Melissa, what you got to say? You have to separate yourself from those people. It's not good to hang around them because the weak can't help weak. All right now. Ain't that something? Miss Jennifer, what'd you say? That's why my circle of friends is the size of a mustard seed. Miss Jennifer. Jennifer say the Bible say has a faith the size of a mustard seed. He said her circle is the size of... All right, Miss Jennifer, that's right. And y'all, the size of a mustard seed, that's the smallest seed, but it grows to be the largest plant of tree. Y'all know that. Miss Arlene said, I didn't say it would be easy. It's just like marriage. Cut the apron. Cut the apron string. All right, now. What'd you say, Miss LaShawn? He's right. Cut them off. Mr. DJ, she said, you're right. Cut them off. Okay? You know, she said, I have cut several family members off. That's interesting. Mm-hmm. Miss LaTanya said, not okay. When we begin to pull away from God and his will, we have to separate from the things that are hindering our growth. All right, Miss LaTanya. Kenny, what'd you say? Keep your temple and church under lock, like you do your bank account number, because the Creator is the original bank. All right, now. All right, now. What's going on, Harold? Y'all got it. Miss Jennifer, what'd you say? You have to still honor your mother and father regardless of the situation. All right? All right. Keisha, what you say? I'm cutting my husband off tonight. Miss Keisha, we ain't saying cut your husband off. No, hold on. Miss Keisha says she's cutting her husband off tonight. All right. And then tonight in all caps. God is still working on Miss Keisha. How you doing, Miss Sean? Jessica, how y'all doing? All right. So the thing is, y'all, you know, we got to be very mindful of that. Okay? Because, see, when we say cut people who are connected, who are not connected to God off, if we can cut our mother and father off, let me ask a question before I get to Ms. Latanya's question. Watch this, y'all. What? We are the one that's hindering our growth with God. How you cut that away? We are the parties. We said that God is still working on me, but we saying God is still working on me, huh? Much like Donald Trump said, what you got to lose? Huh? You got a lot to lose. So God is still working on you, but you are literally the guilty party. So if you can cut mom and daddy off, what do you do to yourself?
That's where
you find yourself
comes in that. I mean, you know, if you're allowing yourself to actually get in the way of your relationship with God, that's how you cut that off. And God tells us that if anything causes us to stumble, to cut it off, that means that you're in some way, somewhere, you're not denying yourself.
Yep.
Mm. Hold on. Miss Melissa says she's going through that right now and don't know how to fix it, don't know what to do. Miss Melissa, be more specific. What is it that you're going through so we can get this answered? Uh-oh. Miss LaShawn said, die to self. All right. So y'all know the Bible says, deny yourself, crucify yourself on a daily basis.
Right.
Y'all know crucifixion wasn't pretty, huh?
Right.
It wasn't.
It wasn't pretty at all. In other words, to kill the flesh does not mean to cut yourself. To kill the flesh says, I must quench your desires, flesh. Woo, that's strong, huh? See, when God is still working on you, how you doing, Miss Carolyn? When God is working on you, your insight starts to change. Remember, the Bible says that his ways aren't our ways.
Right.
He's talking about spirit and flesh. He says his thoughts are not our thoughts. When God is still working on us, what happens is we start to transfigure.
Mm-hmm.
To think more like God. How do you say that, Mr. Carr? Because the Bible says the same mind that Christ had in him, we should have in us. So when God is working on you, the more work somebody does on your properties, the more work they start doing on your car, and if they are good at their skill, their craft, you do know that God is perfect because he's the originator. He's the creator. If he's the creator, that means everything that he do is right. So when God is working on us, that means some improvement must take place. The mind has to shift before the actual body. So what happens is if we are the guilty party, we don't kill ourselves. But like Ms. LaShawn said, we die to self. In other words, oh, I still have you wrapped around my spirit, man, but that means you're going to listen to the spirit. I don't listen to the flesh.
Right.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ms. LaShawn, what you say? Yes, deliverance should take place every day. Ms. LaShawn, high five, bam. Y'all saw that? God is still working on us every day. By the renewing of your mind on a daily basis, you have to be delivered every day. Do you get mail every day or every other day or once a week or something like that? So how is it possible that we think that we can only get delivered once? And that's the biggest problem, and that's the biggest lie that Satan hinders our growth in God. Because we say that, we allow Satan to fill up our faith through our ears, faith coming by hearing, and saying, hey, you got baptized, you good. Don't you know construction don't just take place one day?
Right.
If you want to build a nice house, and we are the temple of the whole, if you want to build a nice house, shouldn't that be a daily thing? I'm talking about upkeep, Mr. DJ. You don't cut your yard just one time the whole year. I hope
That's
not.
Right. Come on.
Them right. People about to come in. Blighted property. Check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't that something? How you doing, Miss Alicia?
Crucify as we shower.
That's right. Ain't that something?
Yes. Mr. Carmen, Melissa did respond back.
Okay. Say what she had to say, y'all. I'm going to get this other phone for this one go up. But go ahead and repeat the question for everybody, Miss Tiana.
Sure. The question, the current question is, does it make sense that God is working on us, but the people hang around? We went to another question. Are we the one that are hindering ourselves? Are we the one causing that strain? And Ms. Melissa responded back saying, I feel as if my life is asking apart. I've lost two jobs and my car within the last month, and I don't know what is going to happen next.
Okay.
I don't know if this is, yes.
Right. So here's the thing, Ms. Melissa. I feel as if my life is asking or falling apart. I've lost two jobs and my car within the last month. I don't know what is going to happen next, Ms. Melissa. Here's the beautiful thing about God. It's called a process.
Amen.
Can I tell y'all about this process?
Please.
All right.
Can somebody, y'all have the scriptures from last night, somebody?
Yes, sir.
Can somebody put up Luke 22:31-32 real quickly? Can somebody read that real quickly? Because I'm about to help Miss Melissa first, okay, y'all? So I'm coming. How you doing, Miss Chandra, Miss Candace? Okay. So watch this now. Luke 22:31-32. Can somebody read that real quickly?
Yes, sir.
You got that one?
It says, and the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, and he may sift you as wheat. But I pray for thee that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Listen, watch this. God is still working on you. Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Sifting as wheat is not a bad thing. As a matter of fact, what is the other scripture I gave last night, Miss Tiana? Y'all remember the scripture? Where it says Jesus, he considered himself as wheat?
Yes.
Huh? That's John 12:24. John 12:24. So being sifted as wheat is not a bad thing. Watch this, Miss Melissa. Y'all pay attention real quickly. Read John 12:24, Miss Tiana.
Yes, sir. It states, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit.
So in other words, Miss Melissa, when God is in control, watch this, the more God works in us, don't you know that the carpenter or the builder or the contractor or the one who establishes your foundation, if the foundation was not right, because it wasn't, I'm not saying that, but if it wasn't right in God's eyesight, I don't know why. But watch this, if it wasn't right or if it wasn't to his liking, you do know that a good contractor would tear down a whole infrastructure, the whole building, get rid of everything to reestablish itself, right?
Yes.
Hello, Ms. Melissa. Now, let's go back to the scripture, Luke 22:31-32. Watch this, Ms. Melissa. Watch this. Read it real quickly, Ms. Tiana.
Sure. I pulled up the easy to read. It says, Satan has asked to test you men like a farmer tests his wheat. Oh, Simon, I prayed that you will not lose your faith. Help your brothers be stronger when you come back to me.
Okay, read the other one, Miss Tiana. I want the rest.
Yes,
the
sir.
One that you read.
Okay. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren.
Miss Melissa, so in lieu of the job, two of them, God said he prayed that you may not lose faith. He never said that he never prayed for something not to happen. See, the thing about this is God needs this to happen so that people can know that God is working on you. How? How we knew that God was working on Jesus? Because if you notice, watch this. Peter said, God, if there be you, command me to walk on the water too. Y'all remember? See, when God is working on you, walking on water. But as soon as a storm happens, if God is really working on you, whoo, watch this now. How can God work on you if you do not have faith? Faith is what pleased God. God lifted Peter up out the water and said, oh, ye of little faith. See, when God is working on you, as long as he is working on Peter, he was walking on top of the water. Miss Melissa, as long as God is working on you, you don't look about what you lost. You look about what you look at what you've gained. Uh-oh.
That's right.
Amen.
Watch this, Miss Melissa. When God is working on you, listen to me now. Okay, when God is working on you, in the midst of the storm, you tend to elevate. Others may be like, how is she making it through? But you say, what's the problem? Because your hope and faith, your glory, your dignity, your destiny is not tied into a car nor a job. Your destiny and focus is on God. Woo!
Amen.
That's right.
Watch what I'm about to tell you. When God is working, watch this, Miss Melissa. If you are dating a man, Miss Melissa, and see, you having sex with this man, premarital sex, which we've all done, right? We messed up, okay? Now watch this. If you close your legs, Miss Melissa, and that man starts to say, what's going on? That means he wanted your nunu, not the God in you, Miss Melissa. So in other words, is it that we want the job from God, or do we want God? Woo!
Yes, Lord.
That's deep.
Is it?
Amen.
So there's no need to question, there's no need to be ashamed of anything, Miss Melissa, because we've all fell into that category. The thing is, God said he prayed that your faith fail you not. He never prayed that the storm cease. He needs the storm to happen in your life, Miss Melissa, because see, what God tears down, thank you, Jesus. He tore Jesus down, thank you, Jesus. Why do you think we believe in a resurrection? Why do you think we have Easter Sunday? Because had it not been for Jesus torn down, who could sprout up?
Come on.
Ain't that something?
Yes.
That's right.
Listen, you say your faith has taken a hit because I either can't see it or hear the blessing in it all. Here's the thing, okay, because I can't convince nobody, Miss Melissa, because God's got to do whatever. Here's the thing. I just ask, okay? No. I know you're trying to get stronger, okay? And you don't have to know how. God does. The Bible says when we are weak, he's strong. Stop trying to figure it out your way. When you give things to God, that's just like somebody who don't know what to do, and you good at photography, Miss Jennifer? I mean, Miss Melissa, when you good at photography, you just tell them, shh, trust me. All you got to do is shh, trust God. In other words, the more you're in God's face, you'll start to understand. See, it's like a relationship. When you're in a relationship with somebody, you don't see another man. You focused on what you have. They may have other good men out there and look good and good men, but that's not what for you. And when God is working on you, you don't have time to be talking about, well, what I don't understand. I'm in a relationship. I got the best safety net that is. I don't need a man with good credit. I got a man who is credit.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's right. Amen.
You understand? See, to trust God, Miss Melissa, watch this. To trust God is to say, when I go through bad times, where am I at? Because, see, anybody can say they trust God and they got. But what about when you go through? This is going to reveal your true character in God.
Amen.
See, this is how you know God is working on you. When you know when Jesus said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup? But he said, let thy will be done. when you tell God to let your will be done, it's not about the car. If that's going to bring me closer to you, God, let's go. I'm good with it. Stop equating your relationship to God to your successes and failures. Don't do that. Because then Satan will have you right where he wants you. Because then he'll just start doing like a roller coaster. You'll have your up days and your down days. But when you're in God, you are, you know, what they said, my soul has been anchored in God. To be anchored meaning I don't move to the left nor to the right. I know who I belong to. He's still working on me, and I ain't moving out of him until he's done. How about that?
That's all right.
Y'all with me?
Amen. Yes, sir.
All right, now. So, Miss Jennifer, you and I are going to talk. How you doing, Pop, down?
Miss Melissa.
Miss Melissa, seriously. Okay, because this is good now, and this is something that we all need to hear. Miss Jennifer, what you said? I've been through the same thing, Melissa. You are getting ready to come out of it. And we agree, y'all. Touch and agree with that. I'm serious.
Amen.
Okay. No game. I don't do this for a game. We don't do this for game. Okay? And we say we're about that life in God. We really got to be about that life in God, not just for ourselves, for others. Miss Melissa, we are with you, but we touch and agree in the God, okay, that we serve and the God that you serve. And it shall be done as well. Y'all with it? How you doing, Charles? Patience? How y'all doing? Ms. Monique said, just trust God, Ms. Melissa. She said, I've been and still going through the same thing. That's right. Okay. Ms. Latonya said, we are afflicted in every way, but not crushed. Ain't that something? Perplexed, but not driven to despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Ain't that something? Struck down, but not destroyed. Ain't that something? Ain't that good?
Yes, sir. It is.
Say, when you trust God, go all in, go all out. And go on up. How you doing, Miss Katina? Huh? All right. Y'all with it?
Right.
No,
yes,
you don't
sir.
Have to be. It's not an embarrassing thing. The thing is, Melissa, Satan uses the term embarrassment to keep it housed and keep it, you know, sheltered within. Right? He doesn't want it to get out. You know why Satan uses the word embarrassment? Because he don't want other believers to help you out. Because we in this together, we family. I would hope that
that's
you can
right.
help me out if I needed some answers. So it's nothing to be embarrassed about. Okay? We all go through stuff, whether we want to share it or not, we all go through because God is still working on all of us, Miss Melissa. So that don't mean my faith is more greater than yours. I'm just telling you that I know the God that I serve, but I bet you, Miss Melissa, you can tell me some things about God that you serve too. So you can help me just as well as I can help you. Okay? How you doing, Pastor Bailey? No, thank you. You're the blessing. All right? Miss Arlene has a message for you, Miss Melissa. She said, Melissa, don't be embarrassed. Your testimony is going to help someone else, and that's absolutely right. We miss you too, Pastor Bailey. We miss you. All right? So y'all with it? All right. Anybody had any other email question or testimony since God is still working on us? Any other one right quick?
Well, we have one more question that posted Mr. Carr that we'll put right back on.
All right. What we got?
The question is, I've been striving to work on my anger issues, yet the Bible tells us in Ephesians 1:26 to be angry and do not sin. How is it okay when, as Christians, we are to be patient and being angry is the exact opposite of that?
Mr. DJ, I'm going to let you handle that one. What you got, Mr. DJ?
Well, first of all, you must remain patient. There's not too much anger you can have. If you're patient, when you think about it, there's a way to handle anger. Anger is not illegal or against the law. But when you're impatient and let your flesh take over, then yes, that's when we often mess up.
Okay.
What you need to do is sit back and reflect on the situation and let God handle it. You know, you take it to God in prayer, and I guarantee you he'll have an answer for you.
All right. Let me ask y'all this. Don't we all consider work differently? How you doing, Mr. Rick? You know, some people say, oh, I work hard. Some people say, you know, oh, I work. The person that say they work hard don't necessarily mean they working hard, does it? You know, the word work is subjective. Would y'all agree?
It is.
Yeah.
So check this out. God is still working on me. When the Bible says be angry but not sin, you can't equate his definition to the anger of the world.
That's right.
Hello. Listen to this. That's when right. God is working on you, when he says to be angry but do not sin, in other words, if your anger is not established by what he don't like, what are you mad at? Because we equate anger to what we don't include God in that. Hello.
All right.
In other words, the only time we should get angry is when God is displeased, not
mm-hmm.
just when we're displeased.
All right.
When we get angry and when God is not pleased, God will also give you the forgiveness pill to take. Because, see, if God say, hey, so I'm angry at this and I don't like this, don't you know he also has a response to that? But, see, we take God out of the anger, and then we try not to sin. We hope that we just don't sin. God help me before I tell him something. See, you don't have to do that. When God is working on you, you equate anger in two different ways, just like the person who said I'm working versus, no, anger is different. Anger now becomes, hey, I'm not pleased with you, but come here, let me give you a hug. See, anger is different now. But see, anger, with your old self, anger said, what you said? You said, what about my mom? I'm saved, but I ain't always take it to the street. That's the anger, how it looks when you're not there yet. But when God is evidence of God working on you, you say, hold on. You say, what about my mother? Not a problem. You have the right. You have that right to your opinion. As a matter of fact, although I'm disappointed, it is what it is. But I know the Bible said blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, are those who are persecuted for my name's sake. So
amen.
Although I'm angry, spiritually, my spirit man dominates my flesh so much, I don't want to fight you because I know that I'm blessed that you're persecuting me. So why would I get mad at a blessing?
Amen.
This is how I know God is working on me, because I don't have to use these. I'm good with these now, but I don't have to use this no more. Now I'm using that thing called L-O-V-E. I'm using the fact that he left his tools in my house. And see, if a contractor or the builder left their tools in my house, that don't mean that I can't use it. He probably left it for me. I'm paying him. Katina said, help me, Lord. Ms. Katina, we can work with that anger here. Ms. Latanya said, we have to pray to always see through the lens of God, okay, and always respond, how would he, WWJD. All right, y'all. So God is still working on me. It's just reevaluating our thoughts, our actions, and our life, y'all. Let God work on you. But that should be evidence. When we say God is still working on me, that should be some spiritual evidence, Ms. Arlene, that he's working on us. Ms. Jennifer saying, it took me years, but his grace, but by his grace, I got there. All right, Ms. Arlene, I like that now. Okay? Ms. Jennifer said, I get angry when driving because of Houston people. Mr. DJ, Jennifer said the Houston people drive. She said, I curse every morning going to work. I'm asking God to please work on my mouth.
Oh, Lord.
I understand, Ms. Jennifer. I'm still working on turning the other cheek. All right? Help me, Holy Ghost. Lord, uproot everything that is in us. All right, now. Doing Miss Kiyata. All right, y'all. So now, what you got, Miss Kiyata?
Something with this one. Miss Jennifer, a friend of mine was just like that, and he actually typed out patience on a piece of paper, cut it, and taped it across his steering wheel to help him on those road rage situations. Just offering a little something.
I'm in Pearland. All right. They're working on me. Y'all, that's a great topic. Now, keep in mind, next week we're going to be back on Monday, 8 p.m. Make sure y'all tell people, okay? Let's get it out there, y'all, because this is some good stuff now, okay? If you get a chance, we have a Bible study on Wednesdays, 8 p.m. The number is 225-364-0211 on Wednesdays. Check us out now. Miss Melissa, what you said? I was meant to be in a group tonight, because I would have been mad and wallowing in my mess to get, okay. Well, you came to the right place. All right. Mr. DJ, you mind praying for us right quick?
Sure, no problem. Bow your heads, open up your hearts, close your eyes. Dear Father, as we come to the close of another call, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Father, for bringing us all together. to manifest on your word, Father. Thank you for the lessons that have been brought forth this week, and help them manifest and grow within us so that we won't keep it to ourselves, but so that we will uplift you and give you all the credit, Father, so that somebody else could benefit and learn from what we have bestowed upon us tonight. We ask for spiritual blessings. We ask for patience, Father. Keep us on the path and deliver us for those of us that are traveling. We thank you, and in your Son, Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
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 Mr. Carr,
can you go off the speaker? Mr. Carr?
Yes.
Can you go off the speaker? We're having trouble hearing you. Can you go off the speaker?
Yeah, your phone is breaking up real bad.
Can you hear me now?
There we go. Beautiful.
You know, hey, he's still working on me and his phone. Ain't that something?
We got FM radio now.
We got FM, that's right. So, y'all, so remember that when God is still working on you, don't be so selfish as to think that he's still working on you just for you. Again, if your house is in a neighborhood, it behooves us to be next to a house that has been worked on, that has great value, because that brings up our property value. God working on you, Miss Melissa, Miss LaShawn, Miss Cassie, everybody, he's working on us. It's not just for us. It's also for the people that's in your inner and outer circle. Somebody need a testimony, and you got it. How you doing, Ms. Donna? Y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all next Monday. Y'all have a great night.
Good night.
Good night.